to choose has been compromised. You have been force-fed the creativity and ideas of others. You have endured soulless, manufactured music, the result of a nation sponsored by fast food. But the time has come to stand up and take back your ability to choose what you want and experience the music they don't want you to hear. If you are hearing this transmission, welcome to the revolution. Welcome to Not For Air Underground Radio.
I want to hold you in the dark. Teach you where you need to be. I want to let you in tonight. But you'll only be with me if you ask me to. I won't die for you, waiting by my bed, calling out my name, pray that I was dead. Now it's all the same. I won't take your pain, not from you. Now that I have become the night, your looming eyes I cannot see. I feel the hell inside your body. Your poison kiss can't set me free. If you ask me to, I won't die for you. Waiting by my bed, calling out my name, pray that I was dead. Now it's all the same. I won't take your pain, not from you. If you ask me to, I won't die for you. Waiting by my bed, calling out my name, pray that I was dead. Now it's all the same. I won't take your pain, not from you.
I suggest you go away. Really simply, don't give a fuck. This is Not For Air Radio.
Fuck.
Justin Jordan.
What don't you fucking understand?
Guy's a fucking asshole.
Not For Air Underground Radio.
What the fuck?
And welcome to Not For Air Underground Radio here on PodunkRadio.com. Also, if this happens to be a Tuesday or Wednesday or any other day, we could be on Metal Zone Radio based out of Melbourne, Florida as well, which I don't live that far away, actually. Well, we're not here to talk about that. No, we're not. Why are we here? I don't know. Last week was a fucking shipwreck, train wreck, whatever you want to call it. And this week, probably not any better. I don't know. It doesn't matter, does it? It doesn't. I've been doing this for 5 years. Whatever. almost 5 years. Anniversary is next month. But I found out through the internet today that podcasting's 10th anniversary. And if you heard the actual podcasts that are on Podbean that we do that wasn't Not Fair Radio, the music, you understand. Because we had a lot of talk about that. A lot of stuff happening. And, you know, Not For Air shutting down the podcast, not the radio show. Don't worry, the show's not going anywhere. Hoping to find a co-host because I'm losing my mind doing it by myself, but whatever. But, you know, it's whatever. But, yeah, 10 years podcasting. Holy shit. And we've been at it for 5, which is still really, really good because it only started 10 years ago. And like I said many, many other times, mostly celebrities and that's and, you know, radio people, and that's really it. And now it's like this huge thing. 10 years in, people have the technology. Anybody with a microphone can probably fucking do this. If anything, Not For Air proved that. It was just me, Boots, and Matt, and Bart, and a Skype mic in the living room and the kitchen on a Windows XP computer. But it worked. Goddamn. I mean, it worked. And, you know, 5 years later, here we are. Or here I am. But I got the Caffeinated Podcast with Boots, so that's cool. And Matt's off in Texas doing his own thing, so that's cool. But, yeah. 5 years we've been doing this. It's crazy. And, you know, it launched Not For Underground Horror Radio, which we go to conventions with that one. So South Florida's, like, spooky thing. That's pretty awesome. So, you know, it's not too bad. Hell, it's so good. Not For Air is so good and yet so bad that Sunny 107.9, even though they stopped calling it Not For Air. Yeah, I found your little Podbean page. I know you're trying to hide shit from me. I found it. It's no longer called Not For Air. It's like Sunny Mornings. And they haven't really said it in a while, but they thought it. And I'm like, you motherfuckers should know better by now. You know, this is the Not For... Of course, you know, I never got an apology or nothing, but they don't give a shit about that kind of thing. Who am I? They're a fucking FM fucking show. Woo! I mean, what am I? Fucking nobody. Anyway, it's Throwback Thursday. And in honor of not just Not For Air podcast, but Not For Air radio, this show, or underground radio, whatever you want to call it, I've decided to really go back to some bands and play some stuff that we used to play, which was an inspiration to launch this show. Before Podunk, you know, and when we were doing stuff at Redemption Live. So it's cool to go back and, you know, shit, it started, you know, with the podcast and became the radio because I wanted to play music, and now we're here. So I really can't complain too much about that. But, yeah, 10 years podcasting, it's crazy that it's been around that long. YouTube's, I think, only been around for 10 years, too, I think. Which it doesn't seem like it, but it really has. I mean, it's 2015, and the internet really started going better about 2001, 2002, after I graduated high school, because then DSL was pretty much the main. I mean, now it's in your phones. But you got to remember, back then, we didn't have smartphones. I don't think I saw the first iPhone until about 2008 or 9. Because this guy I used to work with, Kenny, got one. And I'm like, the fuck is this? So it really didn't take off, you know, and all that till then. And then Androids were starting to get big about 2011 when I worked at Radio Shack. So that hasn't been around quite as long. BlackBerry was before that, but BlackBerry sucked. So that hasn't been around that long. But iTunes, which has on computers, and, you know, the internet. So podcasting's been around for 10 years. That's cool. I mean, there was internet radio before that, but not podcasting, which, like I said, this is more of a radio show than a podcast because I play a lot of music, you know. So what else we got here? Throwback pictures from 2003. Fuck you. This weekend there's some shows. By the way, real quick, last weekend show over at Oceanside with Kentucky Fried Genocide, Break the Hero, and OSF, and another band I forgot, was really cool. I hung out with Mad Dog in the parking lot. Why? Because I've seen every band 1,000 times, so is he. Doesn't mean I don't care about him, but I can hear just fine. I just don't like being indoors a lot with people. I'm starting to get this thing where I just don't really... Conventions I'm comfortable around because I'm in my element. And although I'm an element in my punk scene, if you can call it a scene, I just... It's... I'm a conversationalist. Like I said, I've seen these bands. I know what they sound like. I play their music. It's all good. I like to just socialize with my friends, you know? So that's what I do. But it still was a good show. I had a good time. But tomorrow... By the way, did any of you fuckers do what I asked last week when I'm like, tell everybody about the podcast, you know, when I was like, hey, tell everybody know about the show so we can keep going and, you know, maybe do well. Nope. Nobody. Yeah, I thought not. Oh, well. Fuck them. So tomorrow, if you happen to be in the West Palm Beach area, Lake Worth, Jupiter, of course, my hometown, props to you, St. Lucie. Stewart, then I suggest you go to Respectables, which is where I'll be tomorrow night, hanging out for the Authority Zero show, which is going to be awesome, with Counterpunch, Rudio, and of course, Local Boys and Our Heroes, Break the Hero, who I just saw last week. Again, cool guys. So that's really awesome. We're going to be hanging out there. Will I be doing radio stuff? I don't know. Probably not. But I'll be hanging out and listen to the bands, so that's cool. If you can't make that one and you live further towards Orlando, that's all right. Because there is a, in Brevard County, in Satellite Beach, there is a ginormous pool party going on with the supervillains, Authority Zero, Nappy Roots, Counterpunch, Blessed ED, the Mosca Project, Cashed Out, Unmotivated, our pals Church Girls, Lobo, The Prescription, of course, on other friends, Lake Worth Long Shots, Hair of the Beast, Coastal Breed, and of course my good friend Spicoli. So that's what's happening there. It's like an all day festival type thing. So that's what's going on. So that's not bad. If you want to spend your Saturday, which I have to work, doing that, I think you should. I think it'll be fun, especially if you live up in the Brevard County area in, like, Orlando and that kind of thing. You know, bands like the Supervillains and Authority Zero are awesome and Nappy Roots. You should go to shows like that. So not also should you just support the local guys. And let's be clear, not every underground local band in the world is great. I know that. But if you dig their music, go to their shows, buy their merch if you can, things like that. You know, every little bit helps. There's a lot of great music out there. You just don't know it yet. And especially with how FM radio is now, you're not going to know shit about it. You're not. It's unfortunate, pandas, but that's the way it is. Luckily, through Podunk Radio, Metal Zone Radio, punkbandpromotions.com, No Sale, tons and tons and tons and tons and tons of other radio stations and shows, Sick Boys, all letting you know about shows and experiences and that kind of thing. So those are important. So just FYI, you know? I don't know. That's just food for thought. I think that's important. You know, because there's a lot of good music out there, but you're never going to know if it's any good unless you fucking go and see it. Because, you know, these things aren't just going to happen by themselves, you know? Enjoy.
But I'm telling you, you can make it through. Don't drink yourself, nothing to say. Don't try to play a different game. It's not worth it, it's not worth it. Don't feel like you were left out. Don't always think about your past. It's not worth it, it's not worth it at all. at all. Don't feel like you were left out. Don't always.
punk. You believe in death punk. Goddamn murderer. Crucify my blessed brother. But when I find them, I'm gonna get them motherfuckers. They be by my blessed brother. Hey, then you wrote a book too then, right? You got a book with blood on it, huh? You Satan, huh? Who created your ass, Satan? Who created your ass? I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. Look at that. I'm provoking that, huh? That I'm making motherfuckers just hate God more. I'm provoking that, huh? You goddamn devil worshiper, you ain't got no excuse. Motherfucker, you ain't coming in no, you come in the name of Satan.
I guess not for like Air Radio.
With Justin Jordan. Exclusively at podunkradio.com.
You goddamn devil worshiper. I tell you what. always loved the Spirit of Truth, though, because that shit's fucking hilarious. I'd watch the fuck out of that, too. I fucking would. Like, for reals. Oh, I said for reals. That's a thing. Anyway, welcome back to Not For Air Underground Radio here on Podunk Radio and Metal Zone Radio and Podbean and everywhere else. Sponsored by my Guinness glass that also had Boddington's British Ale in it because it's good and I like drinking it. Yeah, I'm just going to start naming shit that has nothing to do with anything because I can. Well, what are they going to do? They're going to fucking come get me? Come get me, motherfucker. Come get me. By the way, if you play Grand Theft Auto on PlayStation Network for PS3 and you stumble upon an NFA McPatches, that's how you fucking say it, that was me. And chances are I probably already annoyed the hell out of you because I'm an asshole. But then again, why are there children on an R-rated game or a rated M mature game? That's what I... And here's the thing. It's not the violence. The getting hit by cars and getting shot, nobody gets decapitated. No one's head blows up. Which would be awesome if it did. So that shit isn't really that bad. The blood kind of just turns the mist. And there's a little bit on the ground. Mortal Kombat's way worse. It's not that. That I don't have an issue with, per se. Because it is a game. What I have an issue with, and kids playing it, and parents letting their kids play it, especially online, is horrible, horrible language on it for kids. I don't care. I say all that shit. And the drugs, because there are drugs, there's hookers, there are hookers, and there is hard drugs and drinking and all that shit that adults do. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Like, I enjoy it in the game. I might enjoy it in real life. But kids should not be doing that. So when there's a kid on there, and then they're mouthy little bastards. I mean, they say some awful shit that if I ever would have said that as a kid, my dad would have beat the fuck out of me. I mean, goddamn, beat the fuck out of me. I probably wouldn't move for like a month. It'd be child abuse. It was that fucking bad. So anyway, so that's going on. But here is Grand Theft Auto Online in a nutshell. Are you ready for this? This is what the game is. It's a simulator. So you can join up with other people and join a group, a gang, or a crew, whatever you want to call it. Okay. You steal cars, fine. If you steal the wrong car, the alarms go off, or somebody wants to buy it from you, the cops show up. Cops are ruthless, they'll fucking shoot you. So the goal is to make enough money on all these jobs that you get missions, and or just experience and stuff from killing people, robbing a liquor store, things like that. To get money to buy a place, and it's not cheap, just like real life. And then what you do is you buy a place and then you make more money to buy a vehicle. But you have to put insurance on the vehicle. So now you bought a place and now you have insurance. Guns are not free, weapons are not free, ammo is not free. You need ammo. It's not just, oh, look, that guy died, I'll take his ammo. Nope. No, sir. So that's gone. Okay. So, you have to have money for your car, and you have to have money for ammo and guns to fight other people, because other people are assholes and fight the cops and gangs. So, you need all this shit. Okay, cool. So, you have money for this, but they blow your car up. Cool. You have insurance. It'll pay for it. You got to pay the mechanic, though, in order to deliver it to you. Because if you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, you need, and if somebody's after you, you better get your fucking car going. Okay? You blow somebody else's car up because sometimes that's the only option. Because they're coming at you full speed, and your shot sucks. Okay? Your shot is terrible, and you can't hit their tire or hit them in the face. So I blow them up. Okay, well, now you blew them up because that's what I would do. Like in GTA 4 or fucking, you know, Red Dead, you shot the horse in the head, and, you know, the guy went down and you shot him when he was on the ground because you're an asshole. That's what I would do. So you blow their car up, so now their fucking insurance rapes you. Especially if they trick their bullshit fucking race car out. People got all these fucking Fast and Furious, you know, and I'm not talking about fucking Vin Diesel's Fast and Furious car, like the fucking Hot Rod. No, we're talking about these fucking little 6-second cars, whatever they're called, rice burners, you know, those fucking things. So that's like $2,000, $1,600 gone. And so they take your money for that because you blew their car up because you didn't have much of an option. Now there's armored cars, so now I can't even shoot those fuckers with a gun. I have to blow those up. So there's more money gone because they'll just run you over. So I'm smarting up and got ways around it, and I outmaneuver them and shit, and I go in the mountains, and, you know. But it's just, that's the game. So you lose money every 5 seconds, and you get some people that have so much money, it's like, ah. They don't care if they blow your car up, which my insurance isn't worth shit anyway, because it's a muscle car, and I don't trick it out. Why? I put armor on it, and not fully armored. I mean, like, enough where a couple headshots will be all right, but that's Grand Theft Auto, kids. And, you know, everybody on there mostly is an asshole. They get their little friends to come after you. And this is when you need to shout at them after you kill them. You know, you've been killed by the Not For Air Radio. do me that solid like in Red Dead. I miss Red Dead so much. But now we just got GTA. And GTA is cool, don't get me wrong. It's a lot of fun. I'll probably play it after I do this. But at the same time, Red Dead had just this a simple dynamic. It was open world when you're online, too. And you made posses with people. You just joined their groups real quick. You don't have to go online and register nothing. It was easy. And when you kill somebody, they have a decent gun. You take their gun. They have it, too, and then now you have it. As long as you don't leave the session. You know, you can die as much as you want. You still have that gun. And eventually, you know, there's ammo laying around. You take their ammo. And this, it's like you have to go buy a gun. You have to go buy ammo. Because in Red Dead, it's like one of my friends would have like this high-powered rifle, right? Scoped rifle. And I haven't quite got to that level yet. Or they have a zebra donkey and they give me their donkey and I haul ass on it. And, you know, it's like, hey, McPatch, just shoot me in the head and take my gun, you know? So I do that. And then I have this gun now and we're fucking everyone up. Land grabs, which earns more experience, you know? This one, it's more, I mean, it's huge. Obviously, getting in a vehicle is much easier than trying to walk anywhere. There's no horses. You know, there's helicopters and planes. The problem with that is, they have cool jets, and, you know, with lock-on missiles, and that's pretty awesome. But the problem with, like, that is, if you're just in a helicopter and you're trying to get away, is that we have lock-on missiles. We have two, like, missile launchers. We have one that's a rocket launcher that you have to aim, and this one is kind of more like a locking on, which helps, don't get me wrong. But, you know, it's kind of a pain in the ass. I found ways around it. If you get close enough to them, they'll miss. And just crush them with the helicopter. But for the most part, that's kind of what you're dealing with, assholes. I'm an asshole. They're an asshole. Everyone's a fucking asshole. It's an asshole game. But they have a cool station on it called Channel X that I talked about last week. That's it's the punk station. They play a lot of old punk rock. And it's hosted by, like, the DJ on there is Keith Morris from Black Flag. So that was pretty fucking, you know, awesome. You know, and he's talking about how the old days, you know, or better, I guess, for punk rock. And, you know, now it's like, I don't know. I don't mind it. Like, the show was fun last week. And this week will be fun. What the fuck is that? 140 days, episode 8? No, 7. Yeah, episode 7. Sweet. Star Wars. I'm excited for the new Star Wars movie. We'll see how it plays out. Anyway, enjoy some tunes.
Castle in wow, the engine rumbles. give a shout out to someone on this show. Our boy Justin Jordan.
Yeah, okay.
He's always, this guy is like working overtime on his Not For Air podcast. He's got a whole empire going there. And this guy's just awesome. He is a regular, I mean, he is just a go-getter. And, you know, I see him all over the place, and he is just the man. He's always up in action. We just need to give this guy a shout-out because he's just the hardest working man in podcasting as far as I'm concerned.
We'll be right back. him up from the plane and took him down to Nakatomi Tower to meet with Holly. He came to get her back and to be her man, but Hans and his buddies fucked up the plan. And that's about when everything went sour at the Christmas party. And the terrorists were overzealous, but it was sweet when they killed Ellis. And with a little help from Alan, John McClane kicked ass. We're gonna die, 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 die hard. We're gonna die, 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 die hard. We're gonna die, 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 die hard. We're gonna die, 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 die as hard as we can. No one dies harder than John McClane. Even when his wife stuck on a plane, about to crash into the Potomac River on the eve of Christmas. And airport security kicked him out, but John McClane is just too damn proud. And nothing could have made him not deliver, cause that's his business. And with a lot of fights and gunplay, he blew that plane up on the runway. And with a little help from Alan, Holly's plane could land. We're gonna die. And there was no way McClane could know that Hans Gruber was Simon's bro. And that's what made him die hard with a vengeance with Samuel Jackson. And the good cop wouldn't miss this, even though it wasn't Christmas. He didn't get any help from Alan, but only in part three. We're gonna die, 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 die hard. We're gonna die. And the choice is plain. We can live free or we can die hard as we can. From taking on a terrorist he's never met to taking on an F-35 jet with the greatest car explosions by far. They sure look sweet, man. And we know what the basic gist is. There ain't no Alan and it's not Christmas. We don't know, but we're pretty sure that John McClane kicks ass. We're gonna die.
You're not wrong. Well, anyway, I've had enough. We're done. We're out. Fuck this place. Fuck everything involved. Fuck you. Fuck me. Fuck them. Fuck the fucking fuckers. Fuck them. Fuck them all. Fuck them with a rock. Fuck them with a face. Fuck them. Fuck you. Fuck me. Fuck that. Fuck this. Fuck the fuck. Anyway, we're done. Thanks for listening again after 5 years of misery. I'm pretty sure it's getting better. I doubt it. Shut up. Anyway, so I'm going to leave you off with my favorite band of all time, which I'm going to see in August. Oh, it is August, because even though today is the 30th, fuck you, it's August. In about probably less than a month now, plus the Misfits, which is awesome. But no, we're going to play a band that's not just the greatest, one of the greatest punk bands of all time, but fuck, it's probably the greatest band of all time. And if you don't agree, then you're simply wrong. It's true. Anyway, have fun, everybody. Be good. Be good to each other. Get high if you want. I don't know. Don't do heroin. That's from Mad Dog. Anyway. See you next week. Bye. And if you didn't know this was social, then you're stupid. Unless you never heard it before, then you're not stupid. Sorry. Fuck you.
Interest in sports or school. Not for Air on Good Ground Radio.